Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Lauterain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. In the last couple of weeks, I have received a dream and a short word from the Lord concerning the Antichrist. And I have noticed that there are many other people, brothers and sisters and watchmen on the wall, who are also receiving things about the Antichrist. And I believe the reason is because we are seeing the world stage being set up for Him to be revealed. Everything that is going on right now, I believe the chaos, the confusion, the pestilences, the wars, and the rumors of wars, all this is being set up so the Antichrist can come and say that he has the answers for most things. So I believe that since many people are seeing and hearing from the Lord concerning the Antichrist, that we need to be paying attention. So please stay with me to the end of the video so you can hear the dream. And actually, it's two dreams and a word that I received from the Lord. Now, as I was preparing for this, the Lord once again led me to 2 Thessalonians 2, which is a chapter about the Antichrist. And I believe that the Lord was showing me two things that I would like to highlight concerning what the conditions need to be in place for the Antichrist to actually be revealed. The first one is what we call the great falling away, and that comes from 2 Thessalonians 2:3. It says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except for there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." So the first condition that has to be met, and I believe it's the most important condition, and I'll tell you why in a second, is that there has to be a falling away. And if you look that word up in the Greek, it actually means apostasy. Excuse me. An apostasy means an abandonment or a denial of one's faith. I'll say that again. Apostasy means an abandonment or a denial of one's faith. It is also a refusal to obey or continue in the doctrines of Christianity. I also believe that it can mean that one goes away from the very basic foundations of their faith, and instead they turn to false doctrines, false teachings, and prophecies. Jesus actually talked about that in Matthew 24, and he said this is going to happen in the last days. He says, and then many will be offended. They will betray one another. They will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. And that's Matthew 24, 10 through 11. Well, we're seeing that now. We're seeing lawlessness starting to come into the Western world like never before. And I believe this, what I just read to you, that verse from Matthew, also is about the church. It's about the Christians, that their love is going to grow cold, not just towards God, but for one another, and it's going to bring in a spirit of hate. There's going to be a lot of false prophets that are coming into the churches and that are deceiving people, deceiving the people that go to church, and false doctrines that are also there. Now, verse 6 actually says this, and this is why I said that this is the most important sign, this apostasy, because it says that we will know what holds back the Antichrist. That's what verse 6 says. We will know that you know what will hold back the Antichrist. And what it's referring to is this apostasy, this sign of apostasy that needs to happen before the Antichrist is revealed. The Antichrist cannot come forward when there is a strong presence of Christianity. He is just waiting for the number of Christians that will need to be reduced through a weakened and lame church. And this is why I believe we are seeing so many of the churches becoming lukewarm. The Antichrist spirit is now working in these churches to allow these false teachings and doctrines. And as the churches become more and more watered down, this spirit of Antichrist will grow stronger and stronger on the earth. The church gets weaker, and the Antichrist system gets stronger. The scales have been tipped, as evil will in the last days. This is only going to it's only going to happen for a few years, brothers and sisters, not for very long. But the scales, when they've been tipped, the evil will become more prevalent, and the darkness will try to overtake the light. But like I said, fortunately, this will only be for a limited time. For the Lord Jesus, he will then come, and he will return, and he will destroy this enemy. Okay, so the second condition that I want to bring to you that needs to be met before the Antichrist is revealed is that there is something or someone that has to be removed so that he can step foot on the world stage. He can come on the world stage. Right now, the revealing of the Antichrist is being held back or restrained. It's being held back by the work and the power of the Holy Spirit through believers. It says this in 2 Thessalonians 2:7. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And another version says it this way. For this lawlessness is already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. So there is something or someone stepping out of the way. And then we will see the Antichrist revealed. So most people have interpreted that this someone is the Holy Spirit. And once he is taken out of the way, then the Antichrist will then come to control the world. And the Antichrist is what's holding him back. Now, I personally don't believe that the Holy Spirit is going to be completely removed off of the earth at this time. Because without him here, no one could get saved. Instead, I really believe that this could refer to the removal, or they're going to try to remove Christianity from the world scene. This will be done in two ways, through the infiltration of the churches that go apostate, which we just talked about, and then the removal of the rest of the true Christians through persecution. The true Christians who are left, and they have come out of the Babylonian churches, they will become a target for the enemy to try to remove. They will try to be taken out of the way, like just like what it says in 2 Thessalonians 2:7. They will be taken out of the way. And these persecutions will happen to try to silence them in order to remove them from the political scene and everyday life. So it is Christianity that restrains, blocks, thwarts, and hinders the works of the devil through prayer and the power of the Holy Spirit. This is what the Antichrist system is now fighting against. They want no resistance. They only want submission. They need to remove all Christian influences that block their way so they can have complete control with their lawlessness. Once this influence is removed, this is, I think, their thinking, then it will give the Antichrist a path to come and spread his wicked and evil agenda to the world. He will have a clear path. And we are already beginning to see this process happen. It is very similar to what happens in communist countries. When Christians are removed, they're then treated like criminals, and they have to go underground. And I believe we are now seeing the beginnings of this in the Western world. Okay, so once again, the summary is the two main things that will usher in the revealing of the Antichrist, according to 2 Thessalonians 2, is one, the church will go apostate and will become lukewarm to the teachings of Christ, and two, the remaining and true believers will be persecuted, thus being silenced and taken out of the way from mainstream society. The good news is this, that even though the battle rages, and we all know this, believers in Jesus Christ, we know the battle is raging. We know that the Lord Jesus wins along with his true followers. Even though Jesus did say that in the end days there would be persecution for those who were his, he will still be with us every step of the way. And he will be doing real miracles, real signs, and real wonders among his people, and not the counterfeit ones like the Antichrist will be doing. The Lord will give us strength. He will give us courage and power and help us in our time of need. And he will give us grace for the days ahead. So we should not fear, brothers and sisters. All right, now I want to bring to you a dream that I had. And it is very similar to a dream that I had several years ago. They're confirmations of each other, so I'm going to bring both of them to you. This dream I had last week, in this dream, I was in a huge dark basement, like an old mansion or castle, and there were lots of people, mainly young people and teenagers. There seemed to be all kinds of activities happening all around. It reminded me of a fair or a carnival type of atmosphere. And a bunch of people came up to me, and they wanted to introduce me to two teenagers. And as they introduced them to me, I could not believe what I saw. Both of them were giants. I couldn't help but comment on how tall they were. And they kind of laughed at me, and they were very proud of how tall they were, and they told me they were 7 feet 11 inches. I then decided in the next scene to go explore this vast basement. I saw all kinds of passageways and hallways. They were intertwining. And then my eye was drawn to this closed door, and I wanted to see what was behind it. So I went up to it, and I turned the knob, and I noticed that it was open, and I pushed it open just a crack and wanted to peek inside. And when I peeked inside the room, I saw a gray and dingy type of room. It was fairly large, and it creeped me out immediately. I immediately sensed a presence that was evil. And it looked like a mausoleum tomb on Halloween night. Then I noticed in the far back of the room, there was a person, and he was lying on his back on a raised concrete slab as if he was dead. And suddenly, he sat up quickly. And then he slowly started turning his head towards me where I was standing at the doorway. I immediately jumped back, closed the door, and ran out of the room into the hallway. And my only thought was that I hope he hadn't seen me. And when I woke up, I heard the word Antichrist. Okay, so now I'm going to tell you the second dream very quickly. The second dream, I was in a church in a mall. This was a mall, and there was a church, I guess like in a storefront. And there had just been a meeting, a church meeting. Everybody had left, and I stayed back to help clean, and I was washing dishes. And then I heard some kind of commotion and noises in the next room. So there was nobody else there. So I went to see what was going on. And once again, I peeked through a door. And I saw a bunch of people, and I believe they were from the church, and they were surrounding this gurney that had somebody laying on it. I couldn't see the person. It was a very long gurney. And I'd say there were maybe 12 people or more surrounding it. And I didn't know what they were doing. I didn't know if they were praying for him or anointing him with oil. I really, at that point, didn't know what they were doing. But they saw me, and they were alarmed that I was there. And they told me that I had to leave immediately. So I left there, but I pretended to leave the church, but I didn't. I actually found another place where to watch what they were doing. It was through a window. I then saw this person, and I'm going to say, quote, person, quote-unquote person, get off the table. And as I watched, I saw that it was not a person, but it was some sort of Terminator-looking robot. And it was made of gold, silver, and copper. And I could see that very clearly. And I noticed as he got up, he seemed to be moaning and groaning as if he was in pain and maybe he had never moved before. It was kind of strange. He was very frightening-looking. And like I said before, I felt such a sense of evil and wickedness. I then saw him get off the table and walk through the doors of the church and go into the mall. And when I saw that, I realized how he was really a giant, because at the time I didn't know he was that big until I saw him walk outside into the mall. I saw he was a giant. I felt at that point my life was in danger, and that's how scared I was of whatever this being was, and I knew I needed to get out of there as fast as possible. And then I woke up. So here's a quick interpretation. Both these dreams are talking about the revealing of the Antichrist, both of them. In both of these dreams, I saw giants. I believe that this sign of giants is a sign of the last days, because there will be fallen angels revisiting the earth. And in Genesis, the fallen angels appeared as giants. But I believe in the last days, when these fallen angels come, and I believe they're here now, they can shapeshift, and they can also take any form, and they can look like humans. And I believe that we are seeing fallen angels. I believe they're here now, and they walk among us. From the second dream also, it seems like there will be a part of the institutionalized church that will secretly be part of the revealing of the Antichrist. He will not just be human, but he will also be part cyborg, part robotic, or possibly a fallen angel, part fallen angel, a Nephilim. Or he could be all three. I don't know. But I believe that's what the dream pointed to. He is not just human. Now, in the dream, I looked out a window. And looking out a window, like I've said before in my other videos, means that you are looking into the future prophetically. And I had this dream many years ago, so I believe we're going to be seeing this happen soon. The fact that this dream took place in a mall, the mall usually symbolizes the world. So when that robotic Terminator went out into the mall, he was going out into the world. Excuse me. The gold, silver, and copper that this Terminator was made up of reminds me of the statue in Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And you can read about that in Daniel 2. And that represents many different kingdoms. So it represents also the world, I believe. All right, brothers and sisters. Well, that is the end of those two dreams I want to bring to you. You can seek the Lord on any further interpretations or any confirmations. All right, now I received a very short message concerning the Antichrist. I woke up to this on August 26, 2022. When I woke up, this is what I heard. Immediately, I started getting a message. And it's a longer message, but I'm just going to bring a very short part that just talked about the Antichrist. And then I'm going to go ahead and end with some scriptures concerning the Antichrist. All right, here's what I heard. The Antichrist comes riding on a white horse, bringing destruction. Can you not hear the beat of his footsteps as he gallops into the arena of worldwide dominance? The bear comes, a ferocious bear. Nothing will hold him back, but he will serve my purpose to bring judgment to the earth. Today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your hearts. Instead, guard your hearts by finding solace and rest under my wings. And that was the end of this word that I heard on August 26. Now I'd like to read to you about the Antichrist in Revelation 6, 1 through 2, that talks about when the Antichrist comes. It says this, "And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer." And I also believe that's the Antichrist system, because we're seeing a lot of conquering going on in the world right now. And the last one is Luke 17:26 through 30. "And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, it was also the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so, it will be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.